Keith Raniere had a pitch that worked on everyone. He told people they were living below their potential, that their fears were holding them back, that he could fix it for a price. Diff-EM launched in 1998 in Albany, New York. It looked like a corporate self-help program. Seminars, sashes, a ranking system built around personal growth. At its peak, 700 paying members called it a community. Executives flew in from Mexico City, actresses from Hollywood, the Bronfmanaires, Obamai, whose family built the Seagram's liquor empire, funded it with tens of millions of dollars. Raniere called himself Vanguard. Members called him that too. In 2015, he built something else inside NixEVM. He called it DOS, Dominus Obsequious Sororium, Latin for master over slave women. Members had to recruit new slaves and keep the whole structure secret. Before they could join, each woman had to hand over collateral, compromising photographs, financial documents, confessions about family members, material that could destroy them if they tried to leave. Then came the branding. DOS members were burned with a cauterizing pen, one by one, without anesthesia. The mark was Raniere's initials, pressed into the skin above their hip. For months, no one outside knew. In October 2017, the New York Times broke the story. The details, the branding, the blackmail, the 500-calorie diets women were ordered to maintain, it landed like a bomb. Hundreds of members walked away immediately. Raniere fled to Mexico. Federal agents caught him in Puerto Vallarta in March 2018. Allison Mack, the Smallville actress who had become a first-line master inside DOS, was arrested the following month. By summer, the Bronfman heiress and two NixEVM executives were in handcuffs too. In June 2019, a jury convicted Raniere on all seven counts: racketeering, sex trafficking, forced labor conspiracy, and the sexual exploitation of a child. The judge gave him 120 years. The man who said he could unlock human potential locked himself inside a federal prison. His community officially dissolved on September 7th, 2021. The only thing he actually branded was his legacy,